Welcome to But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bordella.
I am Greg DiNicola.
And how you doing, sir?
I'm pretty good. You know, I can't complain. I could, but I won't.
Yeah, I know well. I'm actually feeling pretty good myself.
That's good. It's good to hear.
Yeah, things are turning around for both of us. I mean, we got job changes.
Yeah.
For the better. Other stuff is coming together. We had a good time in Boston.
Yeah, it was a great time. We had a podcast download in Israel.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little feather in our caps.
Yeah. We recorded what I think is going to be a very good 100th episode.
Yes.
I think especially for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. A new classic game.
Yeah, except it only works in groups. But
that's true. You can't really do it with just one person, I guess.
Yeah. But next time we have a group, it's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. Quite a bit going on lately.
Yeah. I'm getting some more Twitter notoriety. I got a mention from Demetrius Ivory, the Pittsburgh Channel 4 weatherman.
Oh, my God. Demetrius, I remember that guy.
Yeah. He talked about the rain coming. And I think this was yesterday. He's like, it's nice outside now, but the rain's going to be coming in later. And I tweeted back to him and was like, can we just build like a giant wall just to stop it? Cause I'm really liking this warm weather for a change. And then thanks, Jackass. I really appreciate your motorcycle right outside. And then he responded and was like, because later on in the day, it slid and started raining, and he was like, the wall is still up south of Route 422.
Ha!
And then I showed that to Rachel. She was very upset about that.
She was upset with that Demetrius tweeted to you?
Yes. She was like, you're rubbing elbows with Demetrius Ivory.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. And then I retweeted and quoted him and was like, not going to lie, this is kind of today's highlight. And then he favorited that tweet today.
Oh.
So Rachel is very worked up. She hopes that we become best friends.
So, yeah, I was going to say, when are you guys going to take a trip to the flea market together?
Soon, I hope.
Oh, there's so many Heinekens.
I have to say that I'm really happy that I have the Twitter handle that I do, because the actual Keith is pretty easy to remember, I think.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Like, if he was tweeting to, like, Batman 346 or something like that, just some dude.
Yeah, Batman 346.
Yeah, or, like, Johnny 346. And, like, no one would remember. He wouldn't remember. But if I ever run into him...
Say, hey, I'm the actual Keith.
There's a chance that he'll be like, huh, I think I remember you.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably have to tweet to him a couple more times, but...
Huh. Yeah, I once in a while I'll tweet to famous people. I'll, you know, hope that they retweet me or something. One time Dale Arnold retweeted me. That was cool.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a sportscaster up here. You know, he's a wicked nerd, but he's cool.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple favorites from Kevin Smith.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really dug that. I was like. Because I said something, I forget what it was. I think it was just something. I think one was a joke, and then the other one was like actually something nice about him. And he favorited both of them at different times. And I was like, "This is cool. Like he actually reads tweets and stuff."
Something nice. We were like, "Kevin, that jacket looks so slimming on you."
Well, no, I think it was no, like I think it was like a compliment, and then the other one was kind of like a fat joke about him.
Oh, okay. That's good.
But yeah, I was like, that's cool. Like somebody, like it's refreshing to actually have like that kind of contact with a celebrity and know that they're like
they read what you wrote.
Well, yeah, but like that they actually care what like their fans actually say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they actually give a shit, and they're not like, oh, well, I'm too big for that.
Right, right.
I mean, not that Demetrius Ivory could really be like that. he's no Al Roker yet, but...
No, he's not Al Roker. Maybe someday. You know, Al Roker's got to retire at some point.
I wonder if Al Roker would read my tweet. I'm going to tweet Al Roker and see if he favorites it or responds or something like
that. I feel like Al Roker probably has someone that runs his Twitter for him.
You think so?
I don't know. Like, I'm not even saying that because I'm trying to poo-poo Al Roker. Because I like Al Roker. I just...
I mean, a lot of celebrities do that.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's like the official Twitter of so-and-so, but that doesn't mean they're tweeting it.
Yeah, but they make it seem like they're tweeting it.
Hey, guys, went out to the club tonight, and it's really just some jerk-off sitting at home that is told that so-and-so went out to the club.
Yeah.
They're interns.
Yes. Because
I think everyone has interns.
That's right. I don't think we've mentioned interns in like 20 episodes.
Oh, so Demetrius Ivory's intern.
He doesn't have an intern.
No, I don't think he does. Well, the guys don't have interns.
I mean, Al Roker probably does.
Okay, you're right. Roker does.
That's fucking Al Roker. And the other guy, is he still around? The guy that does the birthdays for the old ladies?
Oh my god,
what's his fucking name?
Oh my god, the Smuckers guy. Is 90 years young. Oh, what is his fucking name? Hold on. Oh, Willard Scott.
Yes!
Willard Scott.
Yes, Willard Scott.
I did not look that up, by the way. It came to me.
I don't know. Yeah, is Willard Scott still doing stuff?
I don't know. I mean, I don't watch the Today Show at all, so I guess I wouldn't know if he was still doing it.
I mean, nobody watches the Today Show anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, Matt Lauer fucking blows cocks. But not really. Well, I don't know that, I guess. But
if he does, there's nothing wrong with that. We're just saying that.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, he sucks.
he literally sucks cock.
But Willard Scott, yeah. Yeah, and it would have the label, and it would have their picture. He's like, 97 years young. I don't know why. Yeah. I'm giving him that voice, but... And he's always, like, standing out in the park someplace.
Yeah, and he's always like, she enjoys ice fishing and spending time with her grandkids. What a wonderful woman.
Yeah, Nancy up in Minnesota, she's ice fishing.
There were times, though, where he, like... He would kind of seem like he was hitting on them when he got older. Because he'd be like, Mildred Phillips of South Lake, Indiana. 97. Oh, boy, she doesn't look a day past 70, does she?
No, he would always, you're right, he would always say that. Like, he'd throw in, like, a comment about how good they looked. And I'm like, dude, they're like, some of them were, like, over 100. And he's like, oh, she still looks beautiful. I'm like, all right, Willard Scott, calm down.
Put it back in your pants.
I mean, like, yes, that's nice, but I mean, these women are old as dirt.
Wait, whoa. Did you know?
Oh boy.
That Willard Scott is the creator and original portrayer of Ronald McDonald?
Yes, I did.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I you know what? I think I knew that from looking him up, because one day I was drunk and talking about the Willard Scott birthday thing, and I looked him up and I saw that. Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
He also, like, I always thought of him as too, like, stocky to be Ronald McDonald. You know? He wasn't, like, thin and wiry. Maybe he was as a young guy, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe he ate all that McDonald's.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Ronald McDonald.
Let's see. Scott went into semi-retirement in 1996 and was succeeded by Al Roker. He continues to appear twice a week on the long-running morning program to wish centenarians? Is that how you say it?
Centenarians? No, I don't know.
Centenarians? Anyway, people who are fucking 100 years old.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, and to substitute for Roker during his absences.
Oh, yeah, he does still do that sometimes, doesn't he?
Yeah, he is also currently the commercial voice, taking the job from the late Mason Adams of Smucker's Jellies, which sponsors his birthday tribute.
Of course.
With a name like Smucker's, it has to be good.
Yeah, and yeah, it always says, with a name like that, Smucker's.
Which, I'm sorry, but Smucker's doesn't sound like an appetizing name to me.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I guess at this point, it's hard to say because Smucker's is such a household brand name that you don't really think about it. But I guess when you really get down to it, Smucker's does sound a little weird.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. Like, I've heard of worse.
I mean, to me, Smucker's sounds like when like you eat something that you don't really like that's really tart or something like that, and you're just like...
Yeah, like a warhead.
Yeah, and you're just like, you're just smacking your lips trying to get the taste out.
Yeah. It's tart.
Yeah.
Very tart.
But yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, Willard Scott with a name like that.
So I guess he is still doing the...
Now, how old birthdays. Is he?
He's 79.
See, I would like to get to a point where he has to do himself on the Smuckers thing. It's like, oh, Willard Scott.
Look how handsome that man is.
Yeah. Doesn't look a day over 85.
He enjoys telling the weather, remembering Ronald McDonald, and that his entire career was spent wishing happy birthday to people that are now dead.
How many times do you think he does like the little birthday thing and they're dead within like 2 weeks?
Oh, God.
It must happen all the time. So-and-so, yeah, she's actually on her deathbed. She likes knitting from the hospital. Yeah, I seriously have not watched the Today Show in so fucking long. Like, even if I have a day off, I'm never like, oh man, I'm gonna put the Today Show on. Like, who gives a shit?
I watch about 5 minutes of Good Morning America, because that's on right after the local news that we watch in the morning. And
now is that? Oh yeah, okay, Channel 4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the ABC out here.
Oh yeah, that's ABC. So what's on 4? Oh well, 4 to us is CBS. Oh, it must be the early show. Is that what the CBS one is?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think anyone watches that either.
Yeah. Good Morning America's all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, if something crazy happens, then I'll watch it for longer. Like, when they were... I didn't watch the news at all. I guess it was Monday night. And then I woke up Tuesday, and I come downstairs, and Rachel's getting ready, and Good Morning America comes on. And it's just like, overnight, 3 women found after 10 years being kidnapped. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, that's not even all that... I mean, it's not close to you, but it's, you know, more in your neck of the woods.
What are you, Willard Scott now? Those are the birthdays, and here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Neck of the woods. Fuck you.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I woke up to that, and then I was like, okay, I gotta watch this longer now.
Yeah.
That was fucking crazy, though.
Yeah, I really, to be honest, I haven't read too much about that one. Like, I know what happened. But I haven't got all the details. I know there was some really fucked up, repugnant shit.
Yeah, I mean, new stuff keeps coming out, like how the 3 brothers kind of all knew, like the families and the victims and like the family victims or whatever.
Yeah.
Like there's some really fucked up shit in there. And then the one guy, Charles Ramsey, became like a big celebrity overnight, and then all of a sudden they were like, hey, by the way, he beat his wife a few times.
Oh,
the guy that
saw it or whatever.
Yeah, that like supposedly like helped out and like was one of a couple men to kick in the door and pull him out. He was really funny, because he was like, man, I knew something was wrong. Pretty white girl run into a black man's arms. Something has to be wrong.
Is that what he said?
Yes. I might be paraphrasing a little bit, but he did say the phrase, a white girl run into a black man armed.
I knew something was wrong.
You know something's wrong. He curses a lot on the 911 call. And yeah. He curses in interviews and stuff. And there's one interview that he gives where he's about to say shit and stops himself. And then there's another part where he pauses and he said that there were two more women in the house. And you were like, he was totally going to say bitches.
Bitches, hoes, something or other like that.
There's one interview that I saw. The video is on, I forget where the video is. I saw it on the Opie and Anthony Facebook page.
Yeah.
Where he's talking to the report and like sirens go off and he gives a look and he's like, oh shit, like what's going on? And then they were like, something else is going to come out about him, O and A were. And then all of a sudden, a couple days later, they're like, yeah, he's a convicted wife beater.
Oh, great. What a man.
Yeah. I mean, it's great that good for him, and he deserves all the recognition for helping these girls out. And like, when he sees an arm waving out of like a door and like someone screaming, like he was like, I should help out. There's a guy that lives in the neighborhood that doesn't speak English. That's, I think, Hispanic also. And he's saying that he was the one, like the first one to help out. Yeah. And then Charles Ramsey just showed up, like, and I guess he also kind of helped out, but he showed up after the initial thing. But I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not or any of that, but whatever his involvement was, like, he did something, and he was definitely calling 911. So he deserves some recognition, even though he did beat his wife.
Well, at least he did something good.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know, second chances.
Yeah,
redemption?
Thank you. Redemption. That's the word I was looking for. I was thinking like retribution. No.
No, that's not a good thing. No, not always.
Yeah, redemption. I'm a big believer in redemption.
Yeah.
But anyway, he keeps talking about McDonald's, though. So I don't know what McDonald's is going to do for him now. Because at first, McDonald's was like, we're going to help him out. And now they're like, maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah. I don't know. Dollar menu. Sure, he's been down that road a few times.
Probably. I mean, we've been down that road a few times.
That's true. Usually more at Wendy's, but yeah, still been down that road.
Yeah. Like I watched Good Morning America for that, and then I'm trying to remember if it was yesterday or today. Did you see the thing about the Dodgers player that signed a ball for a kid that has like 3 months to live, and then gave him his hat and his jersey and his shoes?
No,
there was a hang on. Let me see if I can find it. Because I mean I don't follow baseball enough to know. I'll just search Dodger. Oh, he was a center fielder for the Dodgers. I remember that.
Was it Matt Kemp?
Yes.
Okay.
That sounds right. Yeah, there's a fan in there, and they weren't even in L.A. They were somewhere else, and the fan like went to see him and had a ball to sign that he wanted signed. So he signed the ball, and then he gave him. They were in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. And that's enemy territory there for Matt Kemp.
Yeah. But the guy was a Dodgers fan. The Dodgers Gold Glove center fielder was informed on the disabled fan's plight by third base coach during a 4-3 loss to the Giants on Sunday. After the game, Kemp went to the other side of the field with Wallace and met the fan and his father, who were sitting in the front row adjacent to the third base dugout. Wally told me, this is Kemp talking, Wally told me that there was a big Dodger fan at the game and that he didn't have a long time to live, not longer than a month and a half. I thought they said 3 months, but Kemp said during a hastily arranged press conference in the Dodgers dugout before Tuesday night's game. So after the game, I just decided to go meet him. He couldn't talk because I guess his speech was gone. When I said hi to him, he just looked at me in shock. It almost got me. The fan, whose name is Josh, appeared to be a teenager and was dressed in a hooded Dodger sweatshirt. Kemp shook hands with him, autographed a ball, and handed him his cap. I didn't know that anybody was filming it. I wasn't aware. I woke up this morning, my phone's ringing, and I'm saying, what did I do now? What happened now? I hope nothing bad. I hope nothing bad happened. The video shows Ken pulling his jersey over his head and handing it to Josh along with his shoes. I didn't plan on taking my jersey off. It was just something I felt that probably would have cheered him up a little bit and helped his situation. It was the first time I ever took my shoes off on a field. That was the first time that Giant fans were ever nice to me.
Well, that's good. That's pretty sweet, though.
Hopefully that made the kid's day. I don't even know his name. God willing, a miracle happens and he lives for a while. But his father told Wally that he didn't have much time left on this earth.
Wow. I didn't know that. I don't know too much about Matt Kemp, other than the fact that he's a really good baseball player.
I'm trying to see. It looks like, I'm just skimming this, it sounds like there's a basketball player that he really liked. He doesn't say the name. The guy kind of blew him off when he asked for an autograph, so he says, so as much as I can sign, I try. I know fans get mad when I tell them I have to do something at that moment, but I try to do as much as I can.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
There's some guys that'll, you hear stories about that, like, they will go and stand there for, like, literally an hour and just sign balls and shit for an hour and give it to the kids. And then there's some guys that just don't do anything. And I don't know, I feel like some of them probably get this mentality that's like, if I just don't do anything, if I just, like, walk away, it's not as big of, like, a letdown, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, if I just go, like, if I just never sign shit instead of just signing one, I don't seem like, you know, it's just like, oh, well, he just doesn't do it. But I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. You're getting paid quite a bit of money. I mean, just make the kids happy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, it kind of goes back to even something dumb like Twitter, like just taking the time to, like, read through and, like, if somebody says something nice or something, like, checking the little star and just being like, thanks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I totally agree.
But yeah, this video, the guy clearly doesn't know. It's probably the dad recording it.
Yeah.
Like, he never looks at the camera or anything like that. And, like, it's clearly, it's definitely on a cell phone because it's vertical instead of horizontal.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, he clearly doesn't know that it's there. And I don't know, it's pretty cool.
A cool story that I heard once, it was someone was telling it from Boston, and I don't know if you know who Tim Wakefield is, mm-hmm. but he's a pitcher for the Red Sox for a long time, and he's always been known as, like, one of the really good guys around baseball and always helping out with charity and everything like that. And and someone was saying how they went in to hospital, it was like Mass General or something, really early to visit someone. It was like 8 a.m. or something. And they get on the elevator and Tim Wakefield's just standing there just like with a huge like duffel bag full of like balls and bats and all uniforms and all this shit. And he was going up he was all by himself going to the like the children's ward or whatever. And he went and, like, spent just an hour there and then, like, ducked out real quick. But, like, I guess he did that, like, a lot, like, on like, weekends and stuff. Like, Saturday morning, he'd go out, see the kids, and then get out of there before anyone really noticed.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, I always thought that was really cool.
You know, and it's really refreshing now when, like, celebrities obviously don't try to make a big deal about it. Like, even, like, Christian Bale going for, like, visiting, like, the kid who wanted to meet, like, the kids that wanted to meet Batman and, like, the victims of Aurora. Like, he went, but he wasn't, like, purposely trying to make a big deal about it.
Right.
Anything that people got were just from, like, news vans far away or, like, people putting up pictures themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it wasn't like there was a news crew following him around in there.
Yeah, because he easily could have been like, well, I'm going to take my own camera crew with me or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But he just went for the people.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. Especially when you get to, like, the level of, like, a Bale or a Wakefield, and you're just like, these are good guys.
Yeah. They got a lot of money. They don't actually have to do any of this shit. You know, it's like, but they do it like out of the goodness of their heart.
Yeah.
Like, because no matter what they do, someone's going to be there that's going to recognize them and be like, oh, my God, fucking Christian Bale. Oh, my God. You're a baseball player or whatever. Not the same, obviously. I know Christian Bale's not a baseball player. but, you know, and like make a big deal out of it. And it's like it must be kind of annoying, too. And it's like you want to do stuff. Even like just try to be good, like think about like people that do that shit and are really humble, and it's like, man, I can't even attend like a charity softball game without people making a big fucking deal about it, you know? And everyone's just like, oh my God, blah 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 blah, he's doing this, and like a fucking camera crew has to show up.
I liked how for a minute it sounded like you yourself were saying, I can't even show up to a charity softball game. This podcast money's just rolling in, and I try to go to a fucking charity event, and everyone's just on my ass.
Dude, it's terrible, you know? Just don't even get me started about the softball events. I'm done with it. I've given up.
Why would you go to softball events?
Well, like that just no, doesn't... I don't play. I just go.
That doesn't seem like your thing.
Charity softball?
No.
No, I mean,
if you were famous, I could see you going to like a charity baseball game or something like that. But you wouldn't go to softball.
No, probably not.
Unless it was like old timers.
Old time or like celebrity softball, or like celebrity versus real player softball. You know, I could get into that kind of softball. I'd get into it, you know. But no, you're right. Normally I wouldn't. I'd go to like charity pub crawl.
Yeah. Charity shots.
Yeah, charity drink-a-thon. Charity go to the movies and eat. I don't know.
If we ever became famous, we would be terrible at charity events. Because we'd get invitations and it'd be like, charity event, black tie only. And we'd be like, oh, fuck.
Charity dinner. Greg Tinacola showed up and ate all the food.
he was wearing a Sox t-shirt and a Sox hat and then had a black tie tied around his neck.
He was visibly intoxicated when he arrived. So wasn't the other, Keith Padella.
When asked for comment, Greg said, fuck you.
Go fuck yourself.
Later on, when he was drunker, we tried to ask him for his opinion on how cancer is the number one killer in the world now. He said that it was terrible, but I think he was doing a John Lennon impersonation.
Oh.
He proceeded to then talk out of the side of his mouth and say, hey, look, kid, I know it's bad, but we'll find a cure, kid. Don't worry about it.
We'll do that shit. And then he went on a rant about how the RICO Act is racist against Italians. yeah, okay. I'm going to avoid charity dinners and or softball games.
Yeah.
In general, I'm not even saying whether I become famous or not. for anything, just in general. I'm not going to go to anything like that.
That sounds fair.
Yeah.
I think if we become famous, though, we will sign stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sign tits.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I probably won't be able
to. No,
you know what? She's under.
You can sign a tit. Well, you know what? Like, you don't, as long as you don't, like, take your other hand and hold the tit underneath while you sign it.
But what if I have to for support?
Yeah, maybe.
You know what? I'll just have you do it.
I'll hold the tit. I'll hold it with my face. Huh? Win-win.
Yeah. You know who doesn't take pictures with people, though, is Louis C.K., but I can understand his reasoning.
Why? Because he's ugly?
No, because people always just come up to him, like, when he's with his kids.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I'm never going to take pictures. Like, it's just something I don't do.
Yeah.
So, and he makes no bones about it. Like, he flat out says, like, everywhere, like, I don't take pictures.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
And I'm like, at least he's upfront about it. And it's like, look, like, people bother me when I'm with my kids, so I'm just putting it out there. Like, if you see me, like, you can say hi and, like, wave real quick and, like, I'll wave or something, but you don't, like, don't come over, don't try to talk to me, don't try to take a picture with me, because I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm with my kids, so I'm with my kids.
Yeah, I don't blame them. And that's got to be the hardest thing of all, I've always felt, especially if you're someone like him, who's so filthy raunchy in his comedy. It's like, it's got to be hard. First off, it's got to be hard to have that, like, line when you're like that and your kids are young. And it's like they don't really know the shit that you talk about. Like, you make millions of dollars off of being, like, absolutely filthy, yet your children are like, oh, hey, daddy, you know, let's read a book and stuff. And it's like, you know, you wouldn't want them, you know, especially up to a certain age, to ever hear, like, the shit that you talk about.
Yeah.
And then especially if you're out in public or whatever, and then you know there's going to be people coming up and acting like an asshole, you know, doing your impressions or, like, just commenting on the shit that you talk about. And it's like, yeah, well, I'm with, like, my 5-year-old here, you know? Like,
yeah. I think,
like, that's not cool.
I think he tells a story about it happening.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's supposedly what happened to Dave Chappelle when he kind of, like, lost it there.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, supposedly the story goes is that he was at, like, Disney or an amusement park or something, and he was with his kids. And people were just, like, running up to him nonstop, being like, I'm Rick James, bitch, and all this stuff. And he's like, guys, like, I'm with my kids. Like, you can't do that. That's not cool. Like, people just wouldn't stop and using the N-word and all this stuff. And he just kind of, like, lost it. He was like, I can't be a father and I can't, like, do all this shit if I have this show.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's too conflicting.
I don't really, I mean, I imagine that that's why Eddie Murphy stopped doing what he was doing. But what I don't understand is, like, that shit's out there.
Yeah.
Like, it's already there, so I don't understand. Like, your kids are going to see it at some point.
Yeah, but, you know, regardless of who you are, whether you're a comedian or not, that's the case. But that still doesn't mean that a parent isn't going to try to instinctively protect their children from that kind of shit, you know? Like, if you were an action movie star, Keith Padilla, the action movie star, and you were in, like, some crazy violent films, would you let your kids watch them before a certain age?
Well, no, but I mean, they're going to see
it. But it's out there.
They're going to see it eventually, but why would I stop doing that?
Well, okay, I guess the stopping doing it is kind of extreme. I don't know. I'm just saying that you would, it'd be a hard thing to balance, you know?
I mean, I see your point, but I'm just saying, like, it's already out there. Like, kids can see it.
Yeah, especially with that internet.
Exactly. They're gonna find out about it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, if you're already that famous, like, somebody's gonna see it. Like, they still air late at night the fucking Eddie Murphy specials.
Yeah, true. I mean, can you imagine, like, the day, if it's already happened or when it happens, that, like, Louis C.K.'s daughters watch, like, his stand-up and see how much he talks about masturbating?
Oh, yeah. And then
it's going to be so weird.
And then how much he talks about them?
About them, like, shitting their pants and just doing weird shit. Yeah. I don't think they're going to like it.
He must have already sat down and been like, look, daddy is joking. Like, daddy's making this stuff up.
Yeah.
But that's why Carlin never talked about his family.
Oh, yeah.
He purposely never talked about his family.
Yeah, like, well, I don't blame him.
I think there's one bit where he kind of talks about his wife.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, he never talks about them.
Makes sense. I mean, you gotta keep your worlds apart.
Yeah. I try not to talk too much about my kids here.
Yeah, that's, you don't want to do that. I mean, your kids suck anyway, so.
Yeah, yeah. I can't even see them half the time.
They don't even they don't even accept beer when I try to give it to them.
Yeah.
What kind of stupid kids are they? we discuss my child sometimes, but
yeah, sorry. but your child kind of exists. Mine does not.
Kind of. That's true.
I mean, he's a different species, but
yeah, he's not a human being, but you know, he's still my kid.
Yeah. No, I understand. Sick fuck. Have you seen the latest in the time traveling pictures of celebrities? If you recall, there was one where people thought Nicolas Cage was a vampire.
I remember hearing about this, but I have not seen any of these new pictures.
So there, a long time ago, there was one of like Nicolas Cage, and they were like, it was an old picture, and they were like, it proves he's a vampire. And there's one of Travolta that looks a lot like John Travolta.
Mm.
And people say that proves that like Scientology is keeping him alive, even though it wasn't invented back when the picture was supposedly taken.
Yeah.
And then there's all that shit about the woman with the cell phone in the silent movie. Do you remember that one?
I don't know if I remember that.
There's like a Charlie Chaplin movie, and they were like, look, this woman has a cell phone, but everyone is saying that's like a hearing aid, basically.
Yeah.
Well, the latest is a Depression-era photo of a black man that looks a lot like Jay-Z.
What?
So, no. Jay-Z may be a time traveler.
Alright, hold on. I gotta look this up. I'm assuming if I Google image search this, it'll work.
You know what? Just like Google News search it, because Google image search doesn't bring up like a whole bunch of pictures. Because this just happened today, I think.
Okay, here we go. Depression era Jay-Z photo sparks. Let's see, sparks time travel rumors. Oh, I can't wait to see this. Wow. I mean, yeah, it does look a lot like Jay-Z.
Now, but
I mean, it's so stupid, though. I mean, there's people that look like people, you know.
There's people that look like people, and it's not like an up-close picture.
No.
It's kind of far away. Half his face is in shadow.
Yeah. He does look like he's very tall, though.
He does look like he's very tall. He does kind of look like Jay-Z. But here's my thing. Here's my thing in this. How can I put this? Do we think that he looks like Jay-Z because the headlines, because the people are telling us that it looks like Jay-Z?
So you're saying maybe I'm not a good example because I'm actually a very big Jay-Z fan. But you're saying if the average person looked at that photo, would they say, oh, wow, look at that. That's Jay-Z. That looks like Jay-Z.
Yeah, like I don't think I would have thought of him. I mean, I'm a pretty big Jay-Z fan too, but I don't feel like I would look at that picture and be like, holy shit, that looks exactly like Jay-Z.
I mean, if for some reason I was really like zooming in on this photo, like I don't know why I would otherwise, but if I was like really like checking out this photo, seeing what was going on, I might. But otherwise I guess I'd have no reason to look at it. And yeah, I mean, obviously I'm putting two and two together because it's being pointed out to me.
Yeah, I feel like this one doesn't look as much like the other ones do, but I'm also wondering if this whole thing started because some guy thinks that all black people look the same.
Well, that's another thing where, you know, they could just be like, oh, look at that. It's just another black guy. He looks like Jay-Z.
And then from there, they were like, this guy looks like Jay-Z, and everyone's like, I'll buy it. I mean, it does when you look at it, it does kind of look like him.
Yeah, no, it does look like him. Let's see. I mean, where this? A research center in the New York Public Library posted a photo taken in Harlem in 1939 featuring a man who bears a striking resemblance to modern-day music producer, baseball agent, and self-proclaimed best rapper alive, Jay-Z.
Well, I mean, he is a pretty fucking good rapper.
He's a very good rapper. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's Yeah, all right. So now I'm going to go take a look at the Nick Cage vampire one.
I think, are you on CBC.ca website?
Yeah.
It's at the bottom of the page.
Okay.
I will say it's a very cool picture.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've seen this before.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Nick Cage one kind of looks photoshopped.
The Travolta one's great.
Because it's a fat guy with a tiny head.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. I don't even think that's the coat. I mean, that guy is just really big with a little head.
I mean, it might be the coat, or it could be a camera. It could be a bad camera from, you know, 19 whatever, 18 whatever.
That's true. I don't think the cameras were that good back then. Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah, I've definitely seen the Nick Cage one before. It's, wait, are people selling this?
Somebody was trying to sell the Nick Cage one.
$250,000? Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah. That's retarded. I think that's what they were trying to sell it for, but...
Yeah, that's dumb.
You know, yeah. I think if there was anyone that would be a time traveler, go back in time, purposely get his picture taken in such a cool pose as a way of being like, yeah, I time traveled, I would believe that it was Jay-Z, though.
No, that's true. That's true, because, you know, if he's like, yeah, I have access to this technology, I would go back, take a cool-ass picture of myself in Harlem in 1939. I could see it. More so than most people.
Because that is kind of a badass picture.
Yeah, no, it is. And I think that helps it, though. Because I can see sitting like that. I don't know. It looks natural for Jay-Z.
The guy, let's put it this way. The guy in the picture has a lot of swagger.
That's true.
I don't know what the guy next to him is doing, but...
It looks like he's might be drinking.
That was my assumption. Or it's somebody else that time traveled back with him. And he's covering his face going, Jay-Z, this really isn't a good idea.
I like the one further down that's photoshopped. Right above the Nick Cage one with the guy photoshopped, the white guy with the iPad in.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the hell is that? Oh, wait, that's fake.
Wait a minute, they had iPads in 1939.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm going to say he's not a time traveler, but I will say that it does look like him.
I will say that I don't think he's a time traveler, but I really hope that he pretends that he is, and his next music video... Or he does one just for this purpose. His next video is him going back in time with Christopher Lloyd.
That would be hilarious.
I would fucking love that.
I bet instead of a time traveling DeLorean, he'd use like a time traveling Bentley, though. Just because he's Jay-Z.
Wait, yo, Doc, are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a Bentley? Fuck yeah. He just keeps calling Doc the N-word.
Doc would be so thrown off. is that, can I say it? I mean, I used to use it back in 1955, but it got to a point where I had to stop.
Great Scott, is that okay now?
These things are cyclical.
And then at the end of the video, he takes him back, and he's reunited with Beyonce. Mm. And then Doc Brown comes in again, and he's like, Jesse, it's your kids. We got to do something about your kids. Blue Ivy marries a white guy. And JC's like, nah, I'm cool with that. This is the 2000s.
if anything, you should be going to that white family warning them. So now, do you think he'd call him... What do you think he'd call him? Jay? I mean, he's got like 1,000 nicknames.
I think... Oh, man, I don't know.
I mean, I like... We wouldn't even assume that he'd call him by his real name.
I think he would call him some bad combination, and he would think his name was like Jay's. He'd be
Jay's?
Like,
Jay's! I would almost hope that he'd call him Jigga.
I think he would just... Do something like Jay's or something like that.
Jay's.
Maybe Jigga. No, not Jigga.
Jay. Maybe just Jay. Jay. Jay-Z. Young Hove.
Mr. Z.
Mr. Z. I have a friend that refers to Jay-Z as James Zed.
He would probably call him James.
James? Despite his name being Sean?
Yeah. Here's what I want. I want that video to happen. Where they go back to Harlem. Jay-Z has to save Doc Brown from something. Probably a race riot that Doc starts himself.
Yeah. I used that word that you taught me.
And he's no, I can say it. He said I can say it.
It's okay. We're friends.
he goes, he's in Harlem and he sits down at the lunch counter and they kick him out.
They kick the white guy out of the counter.
So that happens. They go back. He reunites with Beyonce. He comes back again. And Jason's like, no, man, don't worry about it. And then they walk back into the house. And as they walk, you see Christopher Lloyd lean and follow Beyonce's ass. And then he just goes, great Scott.
Great Scott. At some point, would Kanye West come over and complain that they only had light beer?
No, we would find out that, like, Kanye West became the president. Kanye West, the rapper?
I came over here, all you got is Heineken? Oh, well.
Oh, there's so much to do with that.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's just quite a bit of potential.
Justin Timberlake's putting another coat of wax on the Beamer. Hey, Justin, I said two coats of wax. All right, I'm starting the next one now, Mr. Z.
Mr. Z.
Oh, man. I want to make this. How do we make this happen?
We'll call some people.
Do we hit up Jay-Z on the Twitter?
Yeah, we could tweet him. I follow him.
I think I do, too. You know what? I'm going to put together a tweet and be like, hey, let's make this happen.
We got an idea.
Look, you may not like it, but you should at least think about it.
Yeah, consider it. You know, like, put a little committee together, meaning me and Keith.
Yeah. We just want to be creatively involved in this. What is
Mr. Z?
What is Jay-Z's Twitter? I can't find it.
Hold on. I'm pretty sure I follow him.
I see. Here's my thing. Oh wait. Oh no. There it is. Okay. He's under Mr. Carter. Maybe that's what he would be called.
Mr. Carter.
So somewhat related. Did he sell his share of the Nets, or did I make that up? He's selling his share of the Nets and being involved and getting into like sports agent, right?
Right. No, I don't know. I haven't heard that he did yet. But if he wanted to become an agent for an NBA player, he would have to. So I don't know if he has done that yet. I don't think he has. I haven't heard that, but he would have to do that. He can be right now. He's signed baseball players. Mm. So I mean that's fine. Because it's not a conflict of ownership or whatever.
Right. He never tweets.
No, he doesn't.
I guess he's too busy actually doing stuff.
I mean, he is like a businessman and everything, so like he definitely does shit. Like you'd figure he'd have the time to tweet maybe like once a day. I mean, I know some pretty busy people that tweet a bunch, but
yeah,
I don't know. He should tweet more.
He should. That way he might actually see our idea.
Yeah, I know. Because if he just doesn't go on there, he's never going to see it. Unless he listens to the BYW podcast.
Which he probably won't.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're working on it.
It's a maybe. That's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
I don't know where else we have to go with this, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. I got to go finish watching Snow White and the Huntsman.
Oh, really? Did you guys rent it?
It's on demand.
Oh, okay.
On HBO.
Cool.
Rachel watched it while I was up there, and then she was like, I think you might like it. I want you to watch it. And you know what? It's actually not that bad.
I heard it was visually very appealing.
Visually, it's really good. I like this. I like the storytelling angle. It has a lot of, like, pretty decent actors in it. Like, Charlize Theron's really good in it. The dwarves are played by really cool people. Ian McShane, Swearinger from Deadwood. Nick Frost is one of them. Oh, what's his name? I'm blanking on it. Hopskin, the guy from Who Framed Roger Rabbit,
the older guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's in there. It's good, and Kristen Stewart is both good in the role of Snow White when they want her to play it like she's Kristen Stewart.
Oh, like she's dumb.
Well, yeah.
Wait. I'm not thinking of. I'm thinking of. No, am I thinking of Kristen Stewart? What's her face there? The stupid one? The really bland chick?
The one from Twilight.
Yeah. Okay, I am thinking of the right one. Kristen Stewart, yeah. She's exceedingly boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, when they want her to seem like she doesn't really know what's going on, and when she seems kind of naive, like, she's really good, But then there's a couple parts where she's like trying to rally the troops and really show emotion, and you're just like, well, there's one part where she's reunited with somebody and the person apologizes and she's like, it's okay, we were kids. And I'm like, if I was that dude, I would not believe her. I would think that she was still mad at me.
Yeah. No, I mean, she always just seems to come off as a bitch. So
yeah. I think I don't know if it actually made it into one of the episodes, but I believe you said that she looks like a bitch, but she probably gives really good head. Was your description of Kristen Stewart? So
yeah, I feel like she's given a lot of blowjobs, and she's probably just really good at it by now.
Yeah,
or she just doesn't even try. It's one or the other. You know what? I bet she can give really good head, but I bet she just like she picks and chooses, and like she's just like, eh, like she just like. She'll, like, touch her tongue to it, and then she's just like, meh, I'm done.
Like,
you had the honor of me putting my mouth anywhere near your penis, and that's it. That's all you're getting. Go to hell. She could be like that, too.
I love how she tastes like a little taste, and she's just like, ah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just bad food. Ah.
Yeah. You know.
No. No, I'm not finishing it.
No, I'm done.
Listen, you don't leave this fucking table till you finish blowing me.
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen with her. She leaves.
You get no desserts.
I'm stupid.
Maybe that's why she doesn't have the ability to close her mouth.
Too many blowjobs?
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
I feel like every scene, her mouth is open and her teeth are showing.
I feel like I know a few people like that. Present company excluded.
I was going to say, what are you saying about me? Anyway, so that's been But You're Wrong for today. I'm Keith Bordella.
I am Greg DiNicola.
Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Twitter, BYW Podcast. YouTube channel is BYW Podcast. Also, my book's Work in Progress, Not My Problem. On Amazon. Oh, and actually right now Work in Progress is on sale for 99 cents, so that's cheap. And
you're not gonna find much cheaper on the Amazon.
And remember, no regrets. And ladies, you may be 100, but Willard Scott will still fuck you.
Good night, everybody.